Hey there, welcome to the Intentional Living Center today. We got a lot going on here. It's going to be a great half hour. Let me start with this, talking about anticipation. We were thinking about the power of anticipation. The research is real clear that when we're looking forward to something, when we have something that we're anticipating, looking forward to, anticipating in the future, even though in the future it may not be as exciting as we think it is today, just the anticipation is something that can be pretty powerful in our lives. So I just asked the question, what's one thing that you're looking forward to in the future, maybe in the near future, but in the future in your life? And let's talk about that. Also, it's the National Day of Prayer today. So we'll talk about that and have some prayer as well. So come on and join us, Intentional Living Center.
Welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, the founder and president of the Intentional Living Center and your advocate for the family. Call now, 1-888-888-1717. Again, that's 1-888-888-1717. Now, from the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, where we want to help you be intentional for your life, here's Randy.
All right, thank you much, and welcome to Intentional Living Center. And again, what are you looking forward to? It could be finishing school, getting married. Maybe you're expecting your first child, and that's pretty exciting. Maybe it's retirement or empty nest or mission opportunities. And you know why we share this? Because we want to, at the end of this program, get us back to thinking about the power of having anticipation. Intentional living is about knowing God's intention and then setting healthy goals and desires and moving in a healthy direction. So let's talk. What's one thing you're looking forward to in your life? 888-888-1717 is the number. Paul tells us, the Apostle Paul, in Philippians chapter 3, talks about forgetting what's behind, and he says, I press toward the goal. And he's moving in that direction of, he knows where he's headed. He's got a reason for his life. He's got a purpose for his life. And certainly, as Christians, you know, we're anticipating heaven. We're anticipating eternity. And that is always there in the future. We know that God has a great plan for our lives and preparing a place for us, according to what we read in John 14. But let's be right here on earth for a minute with our feet on the ground thinking about what is it you're looking forward to. And maybe as I ask that, your first thought is nothing or not much. I'm just living day to day. I'm just trying to get through the day. And we know the research on happiness. In fact, I got a study here, excerpt from an article by Gretchen Rubin, who is a writer on habits and happiness. And she says that anticipation or looking forward is the number one on a 4-stage process of enjoying a happy event. Anticipation. In fact, she makes the statement that I've made for many years. Sometimes the anticipation is more exciting than the actual event. We're going to Disneyland! And then you have about 5 minutes of fun. The rest of the time you're standing in line. Of course, I'm a people watcher, so I go to places like that, and I have to always chuckle that nobody looks like they're having a good time. But seriously, anticipation is a really important part of life. Also, before we get to the calls, by the way, the line's open, 888-888-1717. Today is Cinco de Mayo Day. Today is also the 26th anniversary of this radio ministry of Intentional Living, Parent Talk. We started 26 years ago today, Stephen reminded me. 26 years ago, I was a kid. And now I'm just an older kid. But God's been good. Been a lot of fun helping a lot of families and people around the world. So come on in. Tell us one thing you're looking forward to. And, of course, today is the National Day of Prayer. And I'll tell you, we were talking here as a staff. Our country needs prayer now more than ever. And we pray before every program just that God give us wisdom and direction. And certainly today we need to be praying for this nation. All right. With all that said, what are you looking forward to? Join us, 888-888-1717.
Hi, Hi, my name is Tracy, and I just wanted to tell you about my intentional living. I have got a 3-year-old grandson who has been living with me for about a month and a half now. And one of the neatest things that I had happen is after we had said the Lord's Prayer for the last 2.5 weeks, I had been praying with him, God bless mommy and daddy and everyone in the whole world. And about a week and a half later, after I started doing that with him, we had said the Lord's Prayer together, and then I got up and had completely zoned the prayer for everyone else. And he looked at me and he says, God bless mommy and daddy and everyone in the whole world. Amen. And my grandson is only 3 years old. And what a blessing he is. God bless you all. Thank you.
Thank you. That's good. You know, they listen, don't they? They learn. They pay attention in their own childlike way. When we're so busy, they're absorbing everything. All right, let's find out, America, what you're looking forward to. Let's go to Scott first. Welcome, Scott, my friend. Appreciate your call. What is it that you're looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to getting married and going to Gambia, Africa, and pick up some kids I adopted.
Well, good for you. When is all this happening, Scott?
Well, we're planning on getting married in March of next year, but you know how that goes. Anything can change.
Well, that doesn't sound real confident about that.
Well, I just know how things are. And,
yeah.
And
so you're looking forward to it, but you're not confident that it's actually going to happen.
Well, I understand what you're saying. It's just that things are not really set just yet. They will be.
Well, good. See, listen, you're anticipating it even before you're sure it's set. And we'll be praying for you. Thank you, Scott. Let's go to Marlene in Arizona. Welcome to the program, Marlene.
Hi.
How are you today?
Better than yesterday.
Oh,
that's my new answer.
Tell me, what's going on?
My husband passed away the first week of April.
Oh, I am so sorry.
And I'm looking forward to having a goal. I keep saying, I can't even say when I get there because I don't know where there is.
Yeah.
And I had a friend say that when she went through rehab, she kept saying, in a year. And people say, why are you saying a year? And she says, I don't know. I just feel like if I can do a year. And I said, thank you, because I don't know what's going to happen in a year, but maybe it's just going to be the beginning of another year.
Mm.
But just to say there's a reference point. I've lost all reference points.
Yeah.
Understand?
Oh, absolutely. How long were you married?
30 years.
Was it an unexpected passing, Marlene?
Yes.
Yeah, that makes it even more difficult because there's not an opportunity to grieve in advance and prepare in advance. And when there's this unexpected loss and 30 years, how old was he?
62.
So he's young, you know, and being unexpected. What you're experiencing, Marlene, is very normal. I mean, it's only been a few weeks, and you call it loss of reference points because your life had some order to it. You had some direction. You know what was coming next. Probably had a level of predictability, and now all of a sudden everything is new, you know, in a new place.
And we have a ministry of, it's called Shechem, and we minister to pastors and missionaries to give them a time away to hear from the Lord and to be, set apart, like in Mark 6:31. And I don't know where that's going.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't. That's my phrase. I don't know.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
And that's kind of a new place, isn't it?
I'm looking forward to God showing me where and who I am now.
Sure.
Half of me is gone.
Well, Marlene, listen, I'm glad you called today because we're talking about anticipation. We got people calling in talking about all the exciting things in their lives and places they're going, and you were there. I mean, you were doing things with your husband. You had a you have a ministry. You're helping people, and then all of a sudden, you're kind of like your legs get knocked out from under you, which is a very normal place. People listening who've been through what you're going through would say to you, I'm sure, Marlene, what you're experiencing is normal. You need to bring around you some people that are just, you can be real honest with and are just going to love on you. They're not going to give you 15 things you have to do. This is not a time to rush. I know it doesn't feel like it right now, but things will start to make more sense as the days go ahead. And God will be able to reveal himself more and more as you go through the process of grieving this very real and difficult loss that you're experiencing. But I would say this to you, Marlene, that, the scripture says that his mercies are new every morning. And as you take morning by morning, day by day, living one day at a time and not worrying about where am I going to be in 6 months or where am I going to be in a year and now what, just take it a day at a time. And as you go through this process to have the right kind of people around you, support group around you, he'll reveal himself to you. He's not going to be absent from you. He loves you, and God will provide that kind of comfort and direction. It's going to take some time.
Yes, sir.
Can I pray with you?
Please.
Lord, it's hard to know what to say. We're here in a program talking about all the excitement of the future and anticipation, and here's Marlene right in the middle of a loss, big one. And Father, we all have them in one shape or form or another, which is a reminder that even in our anticipation of the future, we got to remember that life is but a vapor. It passes quickly, that we should hang on to even our dreams and aspirations and anticipation very, very lightly and learn to live every day with you. I pray you'll bless Marlene, comfort her, bring people into her life to help her through this very difficult time of loss. In Christ's name. Marlene, we're going to add you to our prayer list here and be praying for you, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you for your call. That's a good one. That's a perspective call for us, isn't it? I'm looking forward to it. Hey, we all do, and we should. But in the midst, it's like I'm just thinking of that verse and passage in James where it says, you want to go to such and such a city and look forward to building this big business and having this successful operation and doing all these wonderful things. That's my paraphrase. And then James reminds us, how do you even know you're going to be alive tomorrow? Instead, you should say, if it's God's will, we will go to such and such a city and build this great business and have this great outreach. And I'll tell you, that's true of ministry. That's true of anything that we do in life. We better hang on to the reality that there's not a lot that we do ultimately control. Anticipation's great, but I do like the reminder that Marlene reminds us of, actually. Lord, I'm anticipating this if it's your will. That's a great reminder. What is it you're looking forward to that if it's his will? 888-888-1717.
Hello, my name is Monica from California. I'd like to share how I am intentional. I work for a pharmacy, and I get to bless them with my smile, my good behavior, my gratitude, and my love of Jesus. I get to show it to them with that. And I pray that God will always let them see him through me and that God will bless them, and my intentional living is just amazing. So if you call me back, I'll be able to give you a little bit more about how more of an intentional liver I am. Liver. How intentional I am in living. Thank you for your encouraging voices, messages, the topics that you speak on. They bless me so much.
We all need an intentional liver. And I think we understand. But it wouldn't be bad to have an intentional liver either, would it? Okay, we're talking about what do you anticipate? What are you looking forward to? 888-888-1717. Brent. Welcome to the program, my friend. What are you looking forward to? What are you anticipating?
Hello, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
Awesome. I'm looking forward to my two kids, building their relationship with God and learning the greatness that comes for living for him. I work with kids at the church that I attend. I'm over a Sunday school department. I partner up with the children's ministry. And I connect with so many kids, and it's so awesome to grow spiritually.
Yeah.
But it's weird that it's harder with my own kids, because I guess because I want them to grow spiritually so fast and so strong that I feel like if they don't, they'll lose what God has for them.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to my kids grasping the importance of living for God and the greatness that comes from that.
Sure, good for you. And that's, you know, and what you're doing is you're looking forward to it, but now also the responsibility to actually start building into their lives and continuing to speak into their lives and realize that it's a process over years. It's not a one, you know, one-time download.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, good for you. I appreciate your call, Brent, and God's blessed to you. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you.
You know, I'm thinking about parenting. You know, every night I plug in my my phone. I don't know. It takes 5 hours or 6 hours to charge up generally or whatever. If that baby had to charge up in about 2 minutes, it would overload the entire system. You know, it would burn out the phone and burn out the charger and so on. And the slow drip, you know, and I think of that in terms of building into our kids' lives. When you think about anticipating something in the future, you got to work toward it. It's a little bit over an extended period of time, like charging your phone. It's a little bit over an extended period of time. And even it says in the Old Testament, Deuteronomy, where we're to train our children when we walk on the road, when we sit down. It's that constant building into their lives, one thing after another. So what are you looking forward to? 888-888-1717.
My one thing is to adjust my thinking and to alleviate the disappointment that I often feel in my life.
Jan's intentional one thing is helping her overcome disappointment.
I can't put expectations on others that may not be their expectations in reality. And sometimes it felt like if I was going to give up that expectation of what I wanted, I was kind of giving up hope, or I was kind of giving up dreams. But it took me a while to figure out I'm not giving up anything. I'm matching the reality with the expectation, which makes life a whole lot easier. I have used Dr. Randy's formula in every walk of my life, especially relationships. And sometimes I'll come home and something didn't get done. And it was like, did you convey that that's what you wanted? Or was it an expectation you had that the reality was that person didn't even know you wanted that done? And then I was disappointed. So Dr. Randy's teaching on expectations minus reality equals disappointment truly has changed my life.
When changing your circumstances isn't possible, one thing you can do to avoid disappointment is to change your expectations. Take the Intentional One Thing Challenge and discover the one thing you can do to begin living intentionally. Visit theintentionallife.com/one thing.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. Randy?
All right. Thank you, Kurt. We are talking today about what we're looking forward to, and during the break you heard about expectations, and that can get us into trouble. Whenever they're larger than reality, we need to make sure we're clear what God's intention would be. We got people sharing with us about what they're looking forward to on this National Day of Prayer. I hope our hearts continue to be in prayer for our country, for the needs of our community, for our families, for our churches. Certainly that's something we should anticipate today, be an attitude of prayer. Okay, let's find out what Christina's looking forward to in Michigan. Welcome to the program, Christina.
Hi.
Hi there. How are you doing today?
Doing pretty good. Just out of work. 3-day weekend. I'm happy.
Well, you're looking forward to that. What else?
I heard a lady earlier talking on the program. I believe the name was Marlene. She had just lost her husband in April.
Yes.
And I just wanted to let her know that through loss, there can be growth through time. My father passed about 4 years ago, very suddenly, very young, 53. And since then, of course, my family and I, we've done, you know, a lot of grieving, but we've also done a lot of growing to where we may not have done without him, with him around. He was very much the mainstay head of the family and kept a lot of things together. Thankfully, me, my mom, and my sisters have grown closer together through the through everything. You know, the relationships have changed, but we've grown close. And then also, we've all went off and done things. I moved 7 hours away from home, me and my husband and my children. And then, I'm looking forward to right now getting my, my associate's degree. I'm finishing that up currently.
Good for you.
And we are hopefully going to be signing on our first house here in a few weeks.
That's great.
And my mother and my sisters, my mom had to change jobs and everything to be able to keep what they had. And it has given her new experiences that have helped her change careers and grow in strength as a person on her own. And she was able to keep a lot of things and discover new things about herself that she may not have done while he was here, and new life experiences, and she's doing very well. My sisters have both, they're both in college. They've been able to do trips and have experiences that we would have probably stayed closer to home had he had been here.
It's interesting. So in the loss, which I'm sure is painful when you lose someone, but what I think you're reminding us of, Christina, is that in loss like this, there's a change in the dynamic. Things change, the family structure, the influence, the power structure. I mean, it's just part of what happens in a family. And we can either take that and say, now, God, what do you have from this that we can grow through, as you point out, or we get stuck. And when we get stuck, not good things happen, that's for sure. All right, thank you, Christina. I got a couple other calls I'd like to get to. Let's go to Derek in Arizona. Derek, what are you looking forward to, my friend?
Well, I'm looking forward to marrying my best friend that I've known for 15 years. I've put her through so much, and she stuck around by the grace of God. I just recently started listening to your program and just turning to Christ. Before then, I didn't think I was lost, but now that I see clearly, I found the way, and I don't know why we never got married before, but thank God that I see the way I do now, and looking forward to marrying her, and if it's God's will, starting our own business together so that we can be together all day, every day, and prosper in his name.
Well, good for you, Derek. Listen, so how long have you been listening?
Ever since Christmas.
All right, for several months. Good. And the idea of living intentionally in Christ resonates in your heart, huh?
Oh, yeah. He just came into me. I had an enlightenment. It was Christmas Eve, and I had a vision of holy matrimony, and I'm just crying thinking about it. I mean, it was very special, and he woke me up. He reached out and touched me and woke me up and showed me what I need to do to clean my life up and to be a better man for her and our kids.
Well, good for you, Derek. And, you know, keep in mind as you take that journey, there's nothing we can do to, quote, clean up our lives. I know what you're saying. I understand that because we look at it, what things am I going to do, and being intentional, what things should I do? But ultimately, he does the cleaning up. There's no level of intentionality that's going to make God love us more or save us more or redeem us more. But because of his intentional love, I kind of look at like two sides of a coin. One side is his intentional love for us. He does all the work. It's by grace, by faith. It's nothing having to do with us. But the other side of that coin is because of that, we had choose to be intentional in the way we live, which is powerful. All right, let me see here. Do I have time to get one more call? Let me quickly, Renee, can you share with us one thing you're looking forward to there in New Mexico?
Yes, reuniting with my prodigal son.
And how old is he, Renee?
24.
Well, listen, you keep that. We got to wrap up the program. If you keep that heart open to saying, how can I reconnect with my son? And remember the prodigal son. He didn't chase him. He waited. And they tend to come back around sometimes, don't they? when we trust him completely. Wow, couldn't get to all of them, but certainly touched on the fact that when we have looking forward, anticipating God's best, good things can happen.
My prayer would be that America turn back to God, that we, refocus and put our energy into what our country was founded on.
Oh, do we get back on the right track and listen to God, man?
We have gotten away from the Lord, and it says in the Bible that when you do that, you're going to fall. And we're starting to fall. I pray that each one of us would be pleasing to the Lord because, you know, he says in his word, when a man's ways are pleasing to the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. The only way we can know the way, things that please the Lord is to be in his word daily. And so I pray there'll be a tremendous yearning and a tremendous outpouring of people wanting to get into the Bible, wanting to get into the word, and wanting to see the Holy Spirit transform their lives.
My prayer is that we would fulfill our original mission and be the one nation under God,
that God always shines through. That's my prayer, that God's always first in everything we do.
And Lord, we give you all of this, not only what we do in our lives, but this country and the needs of this country. And on this National Day of Prayer, we ask you to work your desire and your will for this nation and for each of us individually, as you see fit. And we love you for your love for us. In Christ's name, amen. National Day of Prayer. Listen, I just want to say as we're going off here in a minute or two, how much I appreciate you guys. 26 years we've been doing this, and it's because of you all that pray for us and financially support, allow us to keep the satellites going and in the radio broadcasting and the staff. And we got a passion to continue to reach this world with a message, the only message, frankly, the only message of hope. That's to be intentional in Jesus Christ. And I want to thank Anne. Thank you for becoming a member from Scottsdale. Your monthly support is going to make a difference. You're standing in the gap for folks not only in Scottsdale but around the world. Victoria, thank you for your recent call from Santa Maria, California, for joining us in monthly support here at Intentional Living. Thank you for catching the vision and making a difference. LaVon in Holly, Michigan, you're part of the family as well, listening to 99.7. Thank you for becoming a monthly member. And then Todd and Sherry from Lubbock, thank you for standing with us at $30 a month in the ministry. Every month I get a chance to send you a brand new CD fresh off my teaching series from our center to you to encourage you. We're talking about the freedom process for faith this month. You can sign up and become a member today. Just go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. Marriage communication, one of our upcoming topics. We'll see you next time from Intentional Living.